Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Why are you so down?
It's Monday.
Yeah, but it's also
National
Lasagna Day.
Let me turn that frown upside down.
Wow. Two words, lasagna.
I'm making you lasagna.
Breakfast lasagna.
I love lasagna.
There, isn't that better?
Yeah, still Monday, though.
But it's also shorter.
Yes. Would you believe it? National Lasagna Day.
Oh, man. You know what? I didn't even get my lasagna tree up, and here it's here already.
Well, you know, Carla, we've said this before. As you get older, time flies.
It does. It really does.
Well, now you have something to do a little bit later on this afternoon.
Eat some lasagna. I like it.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our producer, Morty. 6:05 Monday morning.
Yes, it is, by golly.
And our summer intern, Jacob, who has spent 2 months with us.
I know.
8 weeks.
Yeah.
This is the beginning of the final week.
His last week.
And he looked kind of shocked and startled a little bit when I said, gone. 8 weeks. Two months of your life. You're never going to get it back.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah. Wait.
There's no redo.
Yeah. Wait till you're our age and 2 months is like, where the blip? It's a blip. Man.
Well, look at Carla.
Give it
forgot
a few
to
years.
Put up the lasagna.
Drink. I know, exactly. Time gets away from you.
Well, we'll have a great week with Jacob.
Definitely going to put up my chicken wing tree. I'm going to do that. For sure. Jeez.
Before he heads off to Pepperdine, Carla.
I know it.
Thinking about studying law.
Pepperdine.
Well, we've showed him, haven't we?
I hope. I just hope, Jacob, that you're okay and that dump of a city, Malibu. I hope you do okay there. Oh,
we'll keep
our
fingers crossed.
Poor Malibu. Oh, God.
All right. 96 days of summer continues. A little bit after 7 o'clock, you're going to find out details about cruise number 3.
Yes.
Plus, we're going to put up the picture puzzle and reveal piece number 1.
Cool.
A little bit after 7 o'clock, so make sure you're listening for that. All the details about the 96 days of summer on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Wow, it's been so nice all summer long until today.
Yeah.
111 the high.
160.
Man.
Got out of the car. It was just disgusting this morning, wasn't it?
Let me tell you how hot it's going to be. I already saw some of the grasshoppers out back packing the bags.
Yeah. With a little fan. They got a little fan. This is ridiculous.
High tomorrow, cooling down to 105. It's
Why'd
only about
wind up here?
88 now. Here we go. First take on some entertainment news. Carla will have that for you in a bit.
This old broad is getting the Icon Award at a ripe old age of 30.
Find out who that is, plus some other stories after Queen.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, first of all, the longtime voice of Minnie Mouse has passed away. Russie Taylor was her name. She died on Friday at the age of 75. Now, she also voiced Huey, Dewey, and Louie on DuckTales, Strawberry Shortcake, Pebbles Flintstone.
Wow.
And Martin Prince on The Simpsons.
Here's a little sample of her work.
Oh, I'll take the greatest care of you and nurse you till you're quite better and happy again.
Well, is this Uncle Scrooge? Hiya, Ronald. I'm giving flying lessons.
How old was she?
75. Wow. The voice of Minnie Mouse.
Yep.
Man.
And many others.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding. MentalFloss.com. They rank the top 15 TV spinoffs of all time. Number one spot, Mike? Andy Griffith's Show.
Really?
Yes. And I forgot about this. His character originally appeared on the Danny Thomas Show.
Yes.
In 1960. And I don't believe that it started till 62, I think, Andy Griffith's Show.
When Danny Thomas rolled through Mayberry.
Okay.
I remember the episode.
Yeah, before my time. I would like to see that. Well, no, I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Rest of the top five, Green Acres. Mm-hmm. Of course, the spinoff of Petticoat Junction.
Yeah.
Jeffersons, All My Children. Maude, also.
All in the Family.
Or All in the Family, I'm sorry. What did I say? All My Children. Oh, my God. All in the Family. Maude as well. Maude from, I think, was that from the Jeffersons? I think
it was. Which was begot by.
Yeah, it was All in the Family. Yeah. And Happy Days. I did not know where this came from, and I had to look this one up. The characters originally appeared on an episode of Love American Style.
Really?
Yes, I had no idea. I had no idea.
Not the movie American Graffiti.
No.
Wow.
Love American Style said. I know. That's what I thought, too.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know. I really got to confirm that. But yes, and I saw it in a couple of places, so I know. Yeah, American Graffiti, which, yeah, you would think, because Ron Howard was in that. Yes.
Okay.
And Taylor Swift. It is Taylor Swift. She will receive the Icon Award at this year's Teen Choice.
Teen Choice
Award.
She's an icon.
Now, yes, assuming Kanye isn't there, I'm sure everything will go smoothly.
Sure.
Time does move fast. An icon. She is an icon at 30 years old. Congratulations. Tay-Tay from your Swifties. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
Bill's on the phone. Bill, what's up?
Hey, Carla, I believe it was called Love and the Happy Days was the name of the episode.
Yeah, I just looked it up.
But
yeah.
I think it might have been intended as a pilot. I don't think it was just like a segment of Love American Style.
Right. I should have said, well, an episode, I guess, of Love American Style. How about that?
Right. But I think it was intended as a pilot for mm-hmm. the show Happy Days. I don't think it was like an episode of Love American Style that was so popular they decided to spin it off.
Right. No, but it was still like a 10-minute, not even a 10-minute, you
right.
know.
It was, and I remember it. Yeah, Love and the
Happy little
Days.
Vignettes that they did. I used to love that show.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Still, but still a weird connection.
I agree. I
would have never thought that.
Interesting place to put that.
Yeah.
Right. You know? Yeah. Very cool. I just brought it up now. I'm looking at it. Very cool. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
We're talking about spinoffs. A lot of people thought Happy Days was a spinoff of actually a movie.
Yeah.
And here it, we find out it's from Love American Style.
Yeah, it was very different, too. I had to bring it up. Harold Gould was the father.
Uh-huh.
Marion Ross was still in it. It was basically Richie Pozzi. And Mom, Marion Cunningham, that cast. But then, yeah, Harold Gould, Chuck was somebody else there who was still on.
Yeah.
The brother, Charles, actually, was his name.
And then, of course, he disappeared.
Was. Yeah, he just disappeared, like, after, I think, half a season. All of a sudden,
it's
it was like,
wild.
Didn't he have a brother? I thought he had a brother.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I know. Nope, he's gone.
Chuck.
Wow. Chuck, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. If you want to bring it up, it's on YouTube. It's about 9 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. Look
it's
at that.
Weird.
First chance to win. Here you go. Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo. Pair of tickets to go see them over at the Encore Theater, Wynn Las Vegas. This will be for Saturday night. This is happening August 3rd, this weekend. Coming up this weekend, if you can go, dial it up right now, 702-739-9636. You are a winner. It's Def Leppard.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They crack me up. It keeps me up to date.
Great music. All the other stations in the morning are pretty lame.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Eileen, you are a winner.
Yes. Okay.
You got the tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. This is for Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, and it's over at the Encore Theater, Wynn Las Vegas, for this Saturday night. It's all a part of our 96 Days of Summer. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
6:37, John Schaefer with news in just a couple of minutes, but I wanted to read this story. While we deal with grasshoppers in Las Vegas, a woman in Tennessee was staying at a Hampton Inn on Friday, woke up, there was a snake in her bed.
Ew.
It was just a garden snake. Wasn't dangerous, but kind of freaked her out.
Yeah.
Here she is talking about it.
Felt something cross my arm this morning. Looked over, and it was a snake. It was just laid out across my arm. It landed back on the bed, and I jumped up on the desk, you know, and called the front office for them to come. They did compensate my room, so they took care of me there. So they were very good, nice about it.
Yeah, they were very nice
Tennessee.
About it.
It's in Tennessee right there.
We're not going to charge you for the room.
No.
But
the snake ate a little bit and drank a little bit. So
wow,
God, wow. Well, good. I'm glad they got a room. I mean, they didn't do anything wrong. But
I can't even imagine. Now we've talked about the big trend snake massages, where they let snakes crawl over your back and stuff like that.
I get. Nope. The thing is, I don't think that snakes, no matter what, unless you know you got a boa constrictor on your back, they're not going to do much. They're just going to slither off your back.
Yeah,
so
not
I just
push
don't.
On
yeah.
You.
At least goats are, you know, stomping a little bit, you know,
But just the fact that you wake up and there's a snake.
I can't. I just, oh, God.
Crawling on you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that freak you out a little bit?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. What freaks me out when I see a spider? I don't like bugs. I don't like, I don't want a snake crawling out. But luckily, you know, if you live in the kind of swampier areas, you're going to get more snakes than we have here. But, you know.
All right. So while we deal with grasshoppers.
Yeah, that's right. It's way better.
Woman wakes up with a snake in her bag. Letting you know, cruise number 3, it's an Alaskan cruise. We want you to chill out.
Yes.
This is so cool. Wow, we have details on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
One of the coolest cruises, too, that Alaska cruise. Amazing.
A 7-day Alaskan cruise from Scenic Brewing Company as we continue to celebrate the 96 days of summer. By the way, you can go to our website, check out the third vacation picks, the picture puzzle. We've already revealed piece number 1.
Cool.
So go to 96.3kklz.com for all the details. Check out the third vacation pick. We revealed a piece of the puzzle. Start working on that. And this Wednesday, your final Wednesday at Scenic Brewing Company.
Yes, it is. Come on out. Have one of those blackberry wheat beers. Come on out and have any beer. Beer's great. Food's great. Great happy hour specials.
And by the way, you'll have another secret double bonus clue.
Yeah, and we'll be giving away those Lynyrd Skynyrd tickets that you have been registering to win all along. That'll be Wednesday night.
And winner has to be present to win. So make sure if you're registered, you're there Wednesday, 6 to 8, the extended happy hour at Scenic Brewing Company. Excessive heat warning today, Carla. High 111.
Oh, God.
And then tomorrow, back down to 105. It's about 87 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know. We'll do that. That will include, by the way, a nice concert announcement.
Mm-hmm.
We have a band here that's going to set up a residency. Well, guess what? They have some big news.
They do.
So we'll get to that after Guns N' Roses.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, be warned, people. A baby shark cereal is on the way.
Shocker.
Yeah, I know.
Yay!
Right? Pastel-covered cereal. It will resemble Apple Jacks and Fruit Loops. Has marshmallows in it. It'll be in stores later in August. Oh, yay. Listen, football training camps, they are open. Guess what? It's time. It's around the corner, and there will be, what? There'll be a few games coming up, right?
Yeah.
Preseason in August.
Camps have already opened, and so,
They're
football
working,
is
man.
Around the corner.
Yep.
Yeah. And our Raider Stadium being built. Coming in ahead of schedule.
Yeah, how about that?
Looking forward to that next season, right?
Yep, next season. That's right. Not this year. Don't get too excited, Raiders fans. Sit down. Sit down. Keep saving money for those seats. Listen, this past weekend, one of the biggest year for back-to-school shopping. One of the biggest of the year, I was in a store listening to families fight over. You can get 3. You're not getting 6 of those. They're Nike. You're not getting 6. Oh, it was just pathetic. Mom and daughter and then dad just holding a bunch of stuff. I'm seriously looking defeated. Yeah, looking so defeated. Oh, my God. And one last big thing you should know.
Any way you want it, it's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
Extending their residency, my friends.
They are extending their residency leading up to New Year's Eve. Check this out. Dates added during New Year's Eve week, December 27th, 28th, 30th, and 31st. Tickets go on sale Friday, August 2nd, but you actually have a chance to win them before you could buy them.
Yes!
Celebrate the holidays with Journey. Your first chance to win will be 8:40.
Awesome.
8:40. We'll have those tickets all week long to give away for Journey's new set of dates during their residency over at Caesar's Palace.
That is huge. A few things you should know.
Listen to this story, Carla. Tell me what you do. This was last week. Went viral. A waiter said he overheard a customer saying she was 14 weeks pregnant. So while she and her girlfriends were all ordering drinks, he was serving her virgin drinks.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, all the other girls had alcoholic beverages and
hers was non-alcoholic.
Unbeknownst to her.
Right.
So when they got the bill, She looked and she goes, oh, you, these are all non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
So you gave me the wrong drink.
Yeah. First of all, she didn't notice. They were pretty weak.
That's what I'm thinking. The woman complained to the manager. She wound up suspending the waiter and told him that the restaurant could get in serious trouble for discrimination.
Yeah, no.
So here's the question. If you're the manager.
Yeah.
Or if you're the waiter, what do you do?
Yeah. Well, he was suspended.
He what? No, yeah. I know he was suspended, but. So is the woman right for saying, hey, I ordered alcoholic drinks.
Right.
By the way, the waiter never confirmed that she was actually pregnant.
He heard it. He heard it. He heard her friends talking to her about being pregnant. Right.
About being pregnant.
Right.
But he never asked her.
No.
And said, would you like...
That you can't do. Yeah, you can't say, you know, are you pregnant?
And being pregnant, would you rather have...
Yeah. Yeah.
Virgin drinks as opposed to what everybody else is having.
The way I see it is my opinion anyhow, he didn't hurt anyone. He was serving no alcohol. He didn't hurt anyone. Nobody was hurt.
That's basically what happened. He got suspended for not serving alcohol.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Nobody was hurt, but I mean, I you know, there's that whole thing where should even have been judging her.
Well,
you
that's know, the question.
Because, yeah, but nobody was hurt, you know? I mean, I don't know why.
So here he's trying to be the good guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what does she do? She complains to the manager going, I didn't order these. Yeah. I ordered everything else.
And if she is pregnant, now who's the D-bag woman? Jeez.
Well, that's up for discussion.
Yeah.
702-739-9636. Should the guy have been suspended?
Right.
Or... knowing that the woman was pregnant.
Right.
Should he just said, you know what? It's your life.
Yeah.
I'm just taking orders.
Yeah. And then, God forbid, something happened with the baby. Then there'd have been a big lawsuit.
Damned if you do, damned
if you exactly.
Don't.
So, I mean, I think he erred on the safe side, but that's,
but ends up getting suspended.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think? 702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Either text or call. Would love to hear from you this morning on this. Like you said, Morty, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Exactly.
Just trying to be a good guy, and look what happens. It's Queen.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good personality with some good music also. That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right. On 96.3 KKLZ.
So a bunch of women go out to have dinner and drinks, and the server overhears them talking about one of the girls is 14 weeks along. She's pregnant. So as they're all ordering drinks, the server tells the bartender, make this one a virgin. They get the bill, and one of them sees that, hey, what, all these virgin drinks?
Yeah.
They weren't alcoholic drinks?
Right.
Well, no, she's pregnant, so I thought, well, the waiter ends up getting suspended. The restaurant, they think, could be in serious trouble for discrimination. Yeah. So the waiter's wondering, am I the jerk in all this?
Right.
And according to the results of a survey taken on Reddit last week when the story went viral.
Yeah.
A lot of people overwhelmingly said yes.
Yeah. I disagree. Like I say, I don't care if she's drinking or not. That's her decision.
Yep.
But he didn't hurt her.
What do you
think?
He
didn't hurt her.
702-739-9636. You can call or text.
Teresa says, I manage restaurants for the better part of 15 years. Always told my staff they could refuse to serve pregnant customers alcohol. Just let the manager know. She said, sadly, we couldn't refuse to serve it unless they were already drunk or causing a problem. Shauna says that could have gone both ways. If he served her, then she could have said, well, you heard us saying I was pregnant. Any moron knows not to serve a pregnant woman alcohol. But maybe next time ask the manager what he would do first. Because, yes, Carla, there is always that suing somebody for the bar, getting them drunk. We've talked about that off the air a little bit. Adrian says it's the same as seeing a pregnant woman smoking. Selling a pregnant woman cigarettes. It sucks to see such ignorance, but sometimes you just got to mind your own business because it never works out well when you try to do something nice.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody. Laura says, you know what? And it's true. My mom smoked all through her pregnancy.
Oh, boy.
She says, only time I quit drinking anything was when I was pregnant. So, you know... I know we all do that. Man, my mom drank and smoked.
What if you're at home and you have people over?
Right.
and your friend comes over and she's pregnant, and mm-hmm. everybody, hey, what do you, anybody want anything? Yeah. And she goes, give me a beer, give me this. Right. Good. Right. What do you say?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's you. I guess you say, are you sure? You know, you're pregnant.
And if she says, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm still drinking.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you're going to give it to her. But that's also a friend. You know, this is somebody, again, like I say, I probably would have been careful if I was a bartender. Yeah. I don't want to get sued because some woman's child had a problem mm-hmm. coming out of the womb because, you know, of alcohol.
And maybe if he would have said to them, I'm not serving you because you're pregnant, rather than just showing up with a bill where he was sneakily serving her non-alcohol.
Assuming.
Why they put on their virgin, too. Yeah. They should have just had, you know, whatever, a daiquiri.
All right. Jesse, what do you think?
I think he should be fired. He absolutely did hurt someone. He hurt the whole system. He took person's free will away, and that does hurt someone.
There you go.
You don't take someone's free will away. This is a free country. It's not a communist country.
Now, what about me suing the bartender because he got me drunk?
Suing the bartender because he got you drunk?
Like Christmas parties and that. They only allow a drink or two because people drive home, they have accidents, and then they sue the bartender.
Yeah, now that's wrong, too.
John's on the phone. John, what's going on this morning?
I love your show. I also think that he should have been quicker thinking and said, I heard them say you was the designated driver.
Then they'd say, where you hear that? Nobody said that.
Well, that's true.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
Just immediately shot a hole through that theory.
Yeah, I'm at a loss for words.
All right, well, go back and think about it and then call us back.
All right, love your show, guys.
Thank you.
On this issue about the waiter who told the bartender, hey, listen, I overheard these girls talking. One of them's pregnant. Make her drinks virgin.
Right.
And then when the woman got the bill, she said, hey, I didn't order these.
Right.
I ordered drinks like everybody else. And now the waiter's it was suspended.
One of our listeners said with regards to that phone call that
Jesse.
We had, Jesse, oh, please, free will? He's not taking any will away. He's protecting a child. At least that's what he thinks he was doing.
But is it the waiter's job to protect?
Who knows? I mean, he felt strongly about it. Heck, here in Las Vegas, one of our listeners says she would have gotten booze and an invite to the cigar bar.
Great. Yeah, that's what makes our city so wonderful.
I know. So unique.
Yes.
Come on.
A lot of people thought he should have been fired.
Yeah, they did.
All right. Brian Adams, 7. You could win that 7-day Alaskan cruise. We announced it this morning. That's where our third cruise is going. 7-day Alaskan cruise from Scenic Brewing Company, KKLZ, all a part of the 96 Days of Summer. The picture, the third picture, is already up. One piece already revealed. So if you want to check that out, all the details about the 96 Days of Summer on our website, 96.3kklz.com. All right. A couple of things. First of all, weather-wise today, it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Here it's been kind of nice during the summer. Hadn't been too bad.
It's going to be horrible today.
They say excessive heat warning.
Yeah.
High 111. Then tomorrow back down to what we've been used to, 105.
Yeah. Okay.
It's already 92 outside right now. 92. Even the grasshoppers are packing the bags.
I was just going to say, I'll bet they're just out there going, I can't, this is ridiculous. Yeah. Who decided to come here? Shit, why did we have to infest this place?
You know what? We're going to talk to one of the grasshoppers.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
A little bit later on this half hour.
Very cool.
Get some deets on.
Did you set this up, Morty?
Yeah. You made some phone calls.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say right now.
Just go outside. Excuse me.
Our hidden microphone.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. I'm sure you can imagine. Plus, Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Okay, Stranger Things viewers under about 18, so confused.
Wow.
I'll explain why.
All right, more on that and other stories in entertainment after Frankie Valli.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So, Rod Stewart, I love this story. It's, you know, typical father. He told Rolling Stone in an interview that he goes crazy because his kids are always playing video games. Uh-huh. You know, he still has, you know, some younger kids.
Right.
He said they're both hung up on this Fortnite game. He said they're obsessed with it. Dinner's on the table, and they say, hang on, hold on, Dad. Just finishing up. And I told him, you know what? Do what you're told, or I'm going to cut the internet off from the whole house. house.
Uh-huh.
Gonna shut it off. So same problems everybody has.
Rod Stewart going
dad. Rod Stewart,
did you hear about the 15-year-old that won the world championship?
Yes, I did.
Mom nagged him for 8 hours a day to stop playing. He won $1 million over the weekend.
Exactly. Yeah. So. There you go. Make that last, kid. Yeah. Make it last. Yeah. Borum.
Oh,
here, it gets even better. Borum. You know who this is? Morty, do you know who this is?
No.
No? The 6-year-old Korean YouTube star.
Ugh.
And she does like toy reviews and these goofy little videos. She has purchased an $8 million home. 5-story home in Seoul, South Korea.
How old?
6. She has 30 million subscribers. And I got on and watched these things. They're very well produced. I don't understand, you know, them, but very well produced. You get the gist if you log on. She does reviews, toy reviews, video blogs. Over 376 million people have viewed her channel.
Sounds out
there. Borum.
6-year-old buying a big house.
Yeah,
5-story, $8 million home.
Wow. Living vicariously through
exactly. Her money. Exactly. And belly up, intern Jacob, season 3 of Stranger Things. A lot of scenes with the character Jonathan developing photos.
Mm-hmm.
Young, very young people have no idea what he was doing. And they actually went into a couple of chat rooms and said, what's with the red room? The weird red room
in this season. Room.
Yes, exactly. Won't know what that is either.
Sorry.
They said, so he puts the photo in water and somehow it makes it more clear. I don't get it. People explained that film has to be developed in a chemical bath.
And then
you can't turn lights on.
Right.
Either that.
But that's
ruin
how you
it.
Print a picture back
exactly.
Then.
Exactly.
Well, know.
Others now started posting about how they feel really old of this. So that's what it is, kids. They're developing photographs, if you will. That is my painfully deep take.
Even worse shock that we're able to pull this off.
I know.
Morty went outside, connected with one of the grasshoppers, one of the thousands that have been invading Vegas for the last couple of weeks or so. So we have him on the phone. What's your name?
My name is Gus.
Well, Gus, good to talk to you. Tell everybody why there are so many grasshoppers here right now.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of us here. I'll tell you what. A few of us came to Vegas last year for a bachelor party.
Okay.
You know what happens after a couple sips of standing water, right?
A little loopy?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so grasshoppers. But a lot of people are confusing you with locusts.
Hey, first of all, we're not locusts.
Oh.
All right? Locusts, they're noisy. They're disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
They give us grasshoppers a bad name. Not to mention they show up with those styrofoam coolers, folding chairs, trailers.
Okay.
I think you get the point.
Okay, I think we get the point.
Yeah, but Gus, have you heard the one about...
Oh, everybody's got jokes, especially here in Las Vegas. Mm. You know, I went into a bar the other day. The bartender said, hey, we have a drink named after you. I said, really? You have a drink named Gus?
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, Gus, how much longer are you grasshoppers going to be here?
Here's the deal. We're not going to be around that long. I'm just trying to get as much wing.
Uh-huh.
I think you call it tail as I can in the 2 months that I've got to live.
Right.
So, yeah, just give me a break. I'll be out of here soon, I promise you.
So, Gus, give us some insight.
Yeah, Gus, how does a grasshopper get in the mood, huh?
Really? That's the question you asked?
Yes.
I'm a grasshopper.
Just trying to learn as much as we can about you.
Exactly.
Well, maybe you've seen that we like light.
So, it's very bright for sexy time. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're telling me?
Just keep that in mind, okay, as you're having your sexy time, all right?
Gus, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, you've only got a couple months, Gus. Anything else we should know?
All right, just here. Just don't be afraid of us. You're 10,000 times bigger than us.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta play possum every time you see one of you humans coming at us.
Right.
So try to be nice, like I say. 2 months, we're out of here. Let us have some fun.
There you go.
Aww.
Gus the Grasshopper.
Yes, thank you, Gus. Appreciate that. Let you have some fun. Time is short-lived.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those journey tickets. Win them before you can buy them. Coming up in about 8 minutes.
Wakes me up the right way.
Good morning.
You're
listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, a little bit after 7 o'clock this morning, we announced that Journey extending their residency over at the Coliseum, Caesar's Palace. They're going to be here the week leading up to New Year's Eve, December 27th, 28th, 30th, and the 31st. Wow, you can spend New Year's Eve with Journey. Okay.
Yeah, you can.
So these tickets for the second phase of their residency don't go on sale until later this weekend, but we already have tickets before we can buy them. So after we get through news and weather, we'll look for caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Guess the year.
Okay.
You going to give them clues?
Yep, I'm going to give 3 clues.
You I like John's idea. Just name the year.
Just name the year. There you go.
If we like it, then they're
see
correct.
If we get it. That's right. I'm guessing a number between 1 and 10.
Okay.
No, that's not it.
Oh, you were so close.
Yeah.
Higher.
And it just
lower.
Changed. It just changed.
702-739-9636 for a shot to win those tickets for Journey. We have Patrick on the phone, and he's going to play Name the Year.
Okay.
Patrick, Carla's going to give you some clues. You simply tell us the name of the year.
All right.
Patrick, a gallon of gas was 97 cents. The show Baywatch premiered, and you were playing Thunder Force 2 and Sword of Vermilion on Sega Genesis. Was it 1989, 1990, or 1991?
I'm going to guess 1989.
You got it, wow. My friend. You got it.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
You are welcome. Patrick, just out of curiosity, how old are you?
I am 38.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wow.
All right. So you sort of knew some of the stuff.
Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Journey the week leading up to New Year's Eve. The holiday is right here. Those tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. All a part of the 96 Days of Summer. So, Patrick, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. There's an online petition right now to change the date of Halloween from October 31st to the last Saturday in October. It has like 100,000 signatures, which means it'll be sent to the president.
Yeah, I don't know if that's such a bad idea, actually. You're going to be
The thinking is that it'd be better for everybody if it were just on a Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why they're thinking about changing
kids,
it.
Kids, parents, those girls dressing up as naughty bagels, that'll be better for them,
For what it's worth, the petition has been going on since last year, but it's finally getting more steam now.
Okay.
Probably because we're getting closer
exactly.
to the day, so I don't know.
Yeah.
It'll help Nevada Day, too.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Brawl broke out on a cruise ship from Norway to England over the weekend because a passenger who was dressed up like a clown. Apparently, that made another guy on the ship uneasy.
People don't like clowns.
And violent. A bloody brawl broke out. And 2 people had to go to ship jail.
Yeah, because that's a real thing.
That is, I know. And then,
I've seen it.
Then 22 of them got out of a little car. They just kept coming and coming and coming.
You're on a cruise.
I know.
You're drinking. You're having fun.
Oh, guy probably thought it'd be fun to dress up like a clown. Maybe he just worked a little kids' party.
Maybe.
In the,
in the kids' area.
Yeah. Oh, man. Listen, according to a new survey, 21% of people say that they believe a delivery driver has stolen some of their food. Uber Eats, those things. Almost 30% of drivers said, we have. We did. We ate your food.
I'm so sorry. They fessed up?
Yes, they did.
Wow.
Man.
Well, there's a part of me that would say yes, only because it's there.
Right.
Like fries and
stuff
like that.
So you take a couple of fries? Is that
what's it going to hurt?
Are there usually pickles on my burger?
No.
I don't think so.
They stopped serving them.
Did you order pickles on your burger? Jeez. And guys, listen to this. Eating nuts may make you better in bed. Huh.
Listen, I eat nuts all the time.
Should have rethought that. Yeah. Wow. Researchers, though, Mike, they had dozens of guys who ate 2 ounces of mixed nuts a day for 14 weeks.
Oh, mixed nuts.
Yeah, but I mean, I think any time. Yeah. Oh, boy. They experienced.
You really wanted to do this story?
I did. I'm trying to help you guys out. They experienced increased sexual desire, better lovemaking. Now, the researcher says that they boost blood flow to that area.
Wow.
So it gives you, you know, a better chance of, you know, just having a little more fun, a little longer. So it's kind of a natural Viagra. You just pop a handful of nuts. Go to the bar, you just pop a handful of those nuts, and yeah.
So exactly. For the women listening, if you, next time you're in a bar.
Here, eat these.
Just, yeah. Or just sit by the guy that's eating nuts. Right.
And next thing you know, it's another edition of Law and Order.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Pretzels? No, I don't want him. Ooh, but you look good eating the mixed nuts. It is Monday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
This is out of Denver. We hear a lot about lemonade stands and kids.
Yeah.
Well, little kid, six-year-old Brady Campbell, he started a lemonade stand because he wanted to take his mother on a date. His father passed away from stage 4 colon cancer just a few weeks ago. So he said, I want to do something nice for her. You
right.
know, honor my dad. Neighbors, police, firemen, they all came out. He raised $244 in one day.
Nice.
Still working on the details for the date, but he said his mom likes sushi, you know, and he hopes that he can take her to sushi, and he hopes he can keep this going once a week. Now, someone started a GoFundMe page to keep this going, but Mom and Brady, they're going to donate most of that money to the palliative care team and cancer center at the University of Colorado. So that's really cool. But yeah, so he'll try to do a weekly date with Mom since his father passed away.
Wow,
I know.
Awesome.
Really young, really, really youngest couple they were too, man. Ah, yeah.
That's
I know.
Great story.
It is cool. It's really cool.
How old's this kid?
Six.
6 years old.
Yeah, I know. I know.
There's a matter of time before some sushi place just says, come in every week.
I know it. I know. And then he's doing like sushi reviews on YouTube, and then he buys his mom a $5 million home. Yeah, exactly. I know.
Well, good for him.
It is. It
That's
is.
Great.
It's cool.
And you're right, Morty. There'll probably be some guy out there going, you want a date?
Just come on in. Yeah, just come on in.
Any good story you have, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 963KKLZ.com. 938, before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, I want to tell you, we're teaming up with Fox 5 SOS Drive again this year.
Yes, we are.
So if you'd like to help out Clark County teachers, students by donating school supplies, go to our website, and we have a list of all the supplies needed and where you'll be able to drop off your school supplies in the upcoming week. You, of course, from the Mike and Carla Morning Show, Carla Ray, going to be broadcasting with Fox 5 Thursday, noon to 2 at Desert Springs Hospital.
Yeah, I was there last year, and they make it so easy. You can just drive right up. You don't have to worry about parking. We'll even come out and grab the school supplies from you. So.
2075 East Flamingo.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Check out our website at 963KKLZ.com. Recapping this morning's show, talk to a grasshopper, Gus, who actually gave us a lowdown on what's happening with all the grasshoppers. They're just here for a couple of more weeks.
Yeah.
Going to have some fun, try and mate, and then boom.
Yeah, I know.
They're gone.
Sharon, by the way, said, Morty, thank you for not stepping on Gus.
So, yes.
Would never.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Also, this waiter that has been suspended for serving drinks to a alleged pregnant woman.
Virgin.
She wanted alcohol.
Yeah.
He stepped in and said, you know what? I better just do this. Well, guess what? It's not your problem.
Nope.
It's not your business.
Nope.
So he's been suspended. Anything else you missed on the morning show, check it out with a podcast. Otherwise, Wendy Rush coming to next. So do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.